during Chinese New Year, and some Indonesians believe that if the rain falls like that, it means that it will be a good fortune and good luck in the Chinese New Year. And I'd like to say that apparently today we are not only talking about the Chinese New Year being celebrated in the country, but we'll have a very special interview with our Consulate General in Guangzhou, China. All about it is available on vionis.id, the application RRI Digital, and also the channel, of course, RRI Net. So stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata dengan kehati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syaitu.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis,
sambil merayu lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Lihat ke langit bintangnya berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati. Gandeng tangan bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin
once upon a time, the angels did rest here. In the legend of Tutumeden, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanuan, a young fawn. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tomenden ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels speak, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, his coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Torres Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisa. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and dim lights. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
and Every Summertime by Nicky. And after this, you'll be listening to our special interview with the Consul General of Indonesia in Guangzhou, China. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of Indonesia and Diplomacy. Well, in today's edition, we focus on the dynamic relationship between Indonesia and China, particularly in trade, sustainable development, and investment cooperation in Guangzhou. Well, as one of China's most significant economic hubs, Guangzhou plays a pivotal role in connecting two nations. And regarding this, we are going to interview Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia in Guangzhou, the Honorable Bapak Ben Perkasa Drajat. How are you today, Pak Ben?
I'm good, thank you.
Baik, with me Ahmad Faisal at the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Pak Ben. All right, Pak Ben, we, in this case, as the title of Indonesia and People's Republic of China Trade and Investment Cooperation in Guangzhou, if we see about this and also about the presence of Indonesians in Guangzhou, how do you use this, Pak Ben?
Indonesians in Guangzhou mostly consist of students, businesswomen, businessmen, and mixed marriage. They actively contribute to promote Indonesia's rich cultural heritage to Guangzhou residents in particular, through many mediums, for instance, Indonesian product, music, dance, cuisine, and crafts like batik. Indonesian students often showcase or perform Indonesian traditional dance in their universities. Indonesian businessmen introduce and promote Indonesian products to local people. Mixed married people introduce Indonesian heritage such as cuisine to their Chinese family. Through this and the spontaneous harmony, Indonesians in Guangzhou have contributed to promote Indonesia and also have enriched the cultural fabric and economic of the region. This is not only encouraging the cultural diversity, but also fostering stronger ties between Indonesia and China.
Wow, very complete, Pak Ben, yes? Okay, so how do grassroots cultural interactions between Indonesians and the people of Guangzhou help strengthening bilateral ties?
Grassroots cultural interaction, as you mentioned, between Indonesians and the people of Guangzhou play an important role in strengthening bilateral ties by fostering mutual understandings, respect, and cultures. This interaction contributes to a stronger diplomatic relation between two countries, enhanced trade, more people-to-people ties between Indonesia and China. I think there is one unique thing about Guangzhou. When we are talking about cultural interaction in grassroots level, there are about 10,000 returned Indonesian Chinese. It is usually called by Chinese term Guoqiao in all over southern China and the consular jurisdiction, which consists of four provinces in the southern China, namely Guangdong, Guangxi, Fujian and Hainan. When these people returned to China around 1960s and early 70s from Indonesia, this former Indonesian citizen also brought their memories of Indonesian culture and preserve it within their families. For instance, through language, they're still using Indonesian language up to now. Cuisine and dance. Some of them also still maintain their relation with their relatives in Indonesia. At the student level, Indonesian students are increasingly attracted to Chinese universities nowadays. Scholarship programs offered by Chinese university, sometimes sponsored by Chinese government, has drawn many Indonesian students, contributing to the educational and cultural exchanges between Indonesia and China. Indonesian government, vice versa, also offers scholarship. One of them is Dharma Siswa, which has also attracted the Chinese young students to pursue their education in Indonesia. This kind of exchange is important to help the young people to start a mutual understanding between our two countries, Indonesia and China. My office, the Indonesian Consulate General in Guangzhou, is organizing some events to showcase Indonesian culture, promoting awareness of Indonesia's culture and strengthening the presence of Indonesia in Guangzhou through the performance of Angklung, traditional dance showcasing, and for instance, and many others.
Okay. So, Pak Ben, in terms of what you said before, so what is the general perception of Indonesia among the citizens of Guangzhou, particularly in terms of the culture and tourism potential? So how can these perceptions be further enhanced?
Well, Indonesia's natural beauty has been widely recognized as a key point of tourism draw from Guangzhou. And Bali is particularly popular as a luxury and leisure destination, but other destinations such as Manado, Bromo, also among the Chinese tourist favorites. In general, Indonesia is one of the most popular destinations for Chinese tourists. The consulate may always put some effort on how to further enhance this perception by, for instance, one, using social media platform, including Chinese social media platform, which is different from ours, to showcase attractive destination, events, and cultural stories about Indonesia can generate more interest and inspire potential travelers to explore Indonesia. My office also participates or organizes cultural exchanges such as art exhibition, performances, culinary festival, and traditional Indonesian dance or music showcases, which can help foster a deeper understanding of Indonesia's diverse culture here in Guangzhou.
All right, thank you, Ben. Actually, so listener, we are going to continue our interview after this song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, after listening the music, we are going to continue our interview with Pak Ben Perkasa. Pak Ben?
Yes.
Yes, the recent inauguration of the Indonesian Investment Service Center and the China-Indonesia Two Countries Twin Parks Consultation Station at Baiyun Airport is a significant milestone. So the question is, what are the primary goals of this initiative and how do you envision its long-term impact on bilateral economic relations?
I was invited for the inauguration of this event and I was proud at the time that Indonesia has this kind of center in the middle of and in a very strategic position in Baiyun. Airport by Guangzhou Airport, and at least there are two benefits of this service center in one of the best and the biggest airport in China. First is to contribute significantly to increase awareness on huge economic potential between Indonesia and southern China. There are a lot of Indonesia, both Indonesia in a very big farm up there. Yeah? So everyone who are looking to this center knows, oh, this is about Indonesia. Second, the center shall serve as a strategic platform to promote the advantage and benefits of big investment in industrial zone, like this one is Batam Industrial Park. So it is very, very good part.
All right. So in the context of sustainability, Pak Ben. So how is Indonesia integrating environmental considerations into its investment cooperation with partners in Guangzhou, particularly in large-scale projects like the two countries' Twin Parks Initiative?
Guangzhou is the biggest city and the capital of Guangdong province, as well as one of cities in Guangdong, which part of the GBA, Greater Bay Area, of course, has strategic position in trade relations between Indonesia and China. Guangzhou homes to main ports in southern China, which serve international trade services, including Indonesian export products. The city also serves as manufacturing hubs for global consumer products. Twice a year in March and October, Guangzhou also hosts Canton Fair, one of the main trade exhibition in China, which attracts 500,000 exhibitors and visitors every year. In terms of two countries twin parks, both countries are mainstreaming the green industry to preserve the environment. Currently, China leads in terms of renewable energy since it has vast producer, exporter, and installer of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and electric vehicles. Indonesia commits for sustainability in green financing management, which focus on integrating environmental protection with economic benefits. The shared commitment directs to the cooperation for the TCTP or Two Country Twin Parks Initiative.
All right. All our listeners, stay tuned at www.voinus.id because it seems that we have a break for a few minutes after listening this song.
Get up, you good for nothing lazy.
Morning, beautiful.
Oh, didn't you forget something? And don't forget the trash.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best,
can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go by yourself.
Standing in the hall of fame.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. Never gonna know, never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Well, listener, after listening that music, now we are going to continue our interview with Pak Ben Perkasa. Pak Ben?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the partnership between Fuzhou Yuen Hung Investment Zone and Batang Integrated Industrial Park reflects a dynamic model of industrial collaboration. So what are strategies are being employed to ensure the success of these projects? And also, what benefits can both nations anticipate?
As you might aware, and I have also introduced before, TCTP or the countries twin parks has been adopted by both governments as their respective national project in 2021. TCTP represents a solid step to synergize initiative. The China proposed Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI, and Indonesia's vision of the Global Maritime Forum. It also serves as an innovative approach to deepening bilateral economic and trade ties, which has brought business in both countries tangible benefits. TCTP projects include Yuen Hung Investment Zone, the Chinese Park, and three other industrial parks in Indonesia, namely the Bintan Industrial Estate, the Afirma Industrial Estate, and the Grand Batang City. The benefits of this partnership are multifaceted. First, promoting mutual economic growth and development. Second, it serves as a dynamic model of industrial collaboration that brings mutual economic benefits and stronger cooperation ties to both Indonesia and China.
All right, Pak Ben. So finally, let's come to the last question. Looking ahead, what are the key areas of focus for Indonesia and Guangzhou in terms of trade, investment, and sustainable development? So how do you see this effort shaping the future of bilateral relations?
Guangzhou, as a main consumer products manufacturer in China, is an important trade partner for Indonesia. The new Indonesian government has outlined to open up market access for Indonesia's SMEs. In this regard, Guangzhou is our strategic partner as the hub for Indonesia SMEs products to China. In terms of its investment, southern China region, including Guangzhou, is home for China's biggest investor in Indonesia. With the growing importance of its EV sectors, Guangzhou became main partners in building Indonesia's EV or electric vehicle ecosystem. Under the new Indonesian government focus, economic diplomacy, we have identified several key projects to be promoted with Guangzhou in the near future, which include promoting green energy, sustainable agriculture, and environmental conservation.
All right. All right, thank you very much, Pak Ben Perkasa, for your time and also joining our special review for today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, listener, that was our special review with Mr. Ben Perkasa Drajat as Indonesian Consul General in Guangzhou. I am Ahno Faisal. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Swift with All Too Well. This song is played for people who still not move on with their relationship, or maybe having a really, really bad breakup. Well, who can move on from that? But I wish that everybody will be able to find a point in which they build up themselves and then not depending themselves on everyone who left them. And of course, from the Voice of Indonesia, we still get a lot of things on Vionis.id and also RRA Digital mobile application. And I'd like to thank you, everybody who's been watching from the RRA channel. And I'd like you to see you again on Indonesia Today next time. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Bergabung setangku senada. Jurang fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do. Where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Kau berhilang dengan lalu. Adakah Kunjung kali depan mata tak mampu lagi ku berkata
kata cinta sia-sia.
Setahun lebih ku mencoba.
Here's the headlines of where it goes to the main round of Thailand Masters 2025. Mount Marapi to be permanently closed, and here is the news in detail read by Steve. Indonesian men's single badminton athlete Muhzaki Ubaidillah, or Ubed, got the ticket to the main round of the Thailand Masters 2025. Ubed passed to the next round after defeating Singapore's Jiawei Joel Koh and Malaysia's Eugene Yu. Ubed claimed that the victories made him more confident for the next battle. The West Sumatra Natural Resources Conservation Agency, Ombudsman, as well as the governments of Agam Regency and Tanah Datar Regency agreed to permanently close Mount Merapi for hiking activity. The agency's head, Lugi Hartanto in Padang Tuesday, said Mount Merapi is on level 2 or alert status. And despite the permanent closure, Lugi said the agency will still give extra security to prevent people from hiking to the active mountain. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.